We are back again with another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is part 2 to session 23. The players were Jameis, Sharon, and Richard. If you're interested in joining our games or just want to comment on our horrible, horrible adventures, go to our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's B-L-U-M-A-G-I-K, where you can find links to our public forums. For now, session 23, part 2 to our ongoing cowboy horror tale. Okay, there we go. And we're going again. All right, so if you can everybody see the map? Or no, I probably need to share it so that you can see what I've drawn on it.
Oh, yeah, I've got it.
All right, so the pavilion that you guys are in is like basically the one slap dab in the middle here. Here, let me draw. Let me drop in the...
Pointer. Get your pointing finger.
Yeah. There. All right, yeah, yep. So you guys are in the pavilion in the center here. Tam's estates are up here with guards in his colors. King's estates are over here. Quan's estates are over here. And Norton's are down here. Tam has the more extensive buildings. Everyone else has the nicer geographical features. You guys there?
I'm just distracted by something.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's so quiet without with Richard muted, so that I can't tell.
Right.
Anyway,
so
that is how the compound is all divided up now.
Are we doing anything other than waiting for Tam at this point?
Other than talking with our guide, no.
Okay. Not at all.
All right. Well, while you guys, I'm going to say at some point in your, since you both went out separately and started walking around, that you do kind of meet up. And so both groups are walking about while this is being pointed out, by your servant. And, as you're coming back to, the places you've been given to stay in, two men approach you, both of them, wearing robes similar to yours, although they don't have the dragon motif on the robes. They've got kind of a cresting or a breaking wave that kind of worked into the pattern, and they've got the purple and red colorations running through the robes. And so they walk right up to you. Your guards come to either side of you. They're both looking a little agitated. They have their hands. Well, they had spears. You know, they're carrying spears around. So, but they're holding them in a little bit more of a fashion where they could be brought to bear much quicker. The guards that you have had following you are in Tam's colors.
Right, makes sense.
Okay. As they approach you, one of them unrolls a scroll and seems to be comparing your features to something on the scroll.
Sorry, whose features? All of us?
All of you, yeah.
Aha, of course.
Huh. Well, this is going to happen sooner or later, so let's see if it's going to be praise or death.
We are famous. Yes. Mm-hmm.
The one who's approaching you gives a perfunctory bow to you. To you all. And he says, "Ah, yes, we are here representing King's interest. We would speak with you."
Speak.
Okay.
Yes, please speak.
Perhaps we could go back to Alphagodia and have some tea, and I'm getting a lot of echo.
Ah, yes. Tea would be the best for this. He looks back at the man who was holding the scroll, who nods at him. Yeah. Scroll is rolled back up and stuck back in his robes as they follow you back to the pavilion.
All right. Okay. I assume they're then speaking English?
Yes.
Because if they're not, then I don't know why I just said that. Mm-hmm. With the tea, I make sure that it's not them preparing it, which they probably wouldn't anyway, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not going to let them have a chance to put, drop drugs into the tea or anything.
Right. As you enter in, your servant, the one that you have paid off there, Sarah, starts to come inside with you, and one of the two men tell her, it is fine, we can serve ourselves. And she looks at you with kind of a warning in her eyes there, Sarah.
Okay, I nod to acknowledge it, and, well, yes, gentlemen.
If you want to serve yourself, fine, she can serve us.
Yes. So she pushes past them, and she goes to prepare the tea. Yes, they don't seem to like this very much, but they don't say anything.
Hey, if they want to start something.
So yeah, you take seats in kind of the open area. So it's you've got the rice paper around you, but not really much privacy. Your guards are still outside, you know, out of earshot, but still within yelling range if you need anything.
All right.
Your servant starts to prepare tea for everyone.
She's going to prepare our tea, at least. If they want to do their own tea, then that's up to them.
Seeing as that she's preparing it and not you preparing it, they will accept the tea.
Okay.
So they kind of come right out. You know, this is a little odd. They don't try to really, you know, draw you out in long discussion or anything. One of them simply says, King has a bounty on your head. It's believed that you were instrumental in the sinking of one of his vessels that he was very attached to.
A bounty.
The second one speaking. Yes, a very large bounty, as a matter of fact.
Ah, and why does he believe that we were instrumental in the sinking of any vessels?
Apparently, he had found some witnesses.
Witnesses that identified us, or just some generic
The second man hands over the scrolls. Since you were speaking, he'll hand them to you.
Okay, I take a look at them.
You unroll them, and there are artist renditions of essentially everyone in the group, including your preacher. They're debatably similar. I mean, it's not as if there was, you know, generically three men, one Chinese, you know, one of them being Chinese and one of them being, you know, one person being female. I mean, they do look similar to you all. Similar, not exact.
Okay.
But obviously, whoever drew this or was, explaining to the artist what to draw did get a look at you.
Huh.
In Luke's case, the drawing has his goggles.
That could be anyone. That could be anyone.
I believe we may be victims of all white people looking the same here. I mean, of course, we will provide any information that we can, but this is very unusual.
All right. Do you have any kind of skill in lying or persuading? You have persuasion.
Yes, I do.
Of course, she does. She's a doctor.
Sure. Go ahead. They're going to get a slight bonus in resisting this, since they're pretty sure it's you, but they're not 100%. That's one of the reasons they're talking to you.
Woo! Yep, that's him.
Wow. Can I chip that?
Of course. If you got chips, go ahead.
I got to chip that, and that's going to be a reroll, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do worse. You can do a lot better.
Oh, wow.
Wow. No, okay, I believe it at all. Yeah.
You create enough doubt in their minds that they look over the drawings again. And of course, Luke, I assume you're not wearing your goggles right now.
Not with the gown. Yeah. Not with the ropes. I was thinking about it, but I ended up not saying anything, so no.
Honestly, out of all the pictures, Young's the most generic looking.
A Chinese guy.
But in the company of these white people. That's very damning.
Well, as you can see, we have no preacher with us as well.
One of them, you know, that they talk, you know, between each other in Chinese. Of course, Young, you can understand. So,
How did he know there was a preacher there? Hmm.
Sarah has, well, because he's
because
got
it is depicted.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've got a cat. Where's the cat in the picture? There's no cat there.
So yeah, Sarah's put enough doubt in their minds that they're not sure it's you, etc. So one of them comes back and says that, it is true that many of you look the same to us. It is not meant in a bad way. Simply that the artist may have not captured the true attributes very well. I can see that there are dissimilarities, and we're missing a person, the priest as well. There is no other with you.
Would you ever hang around with priests? I don't think any priest would ever want to hang around with us.
No priest should hang around with you.
If a priest hung around with us, we'd be very screwed.
Yes. does Kang reside here upon occasion?
He does once a week. The great lords use this compound for meetings and to further strengthen the future of Shan Fan. I apologize if we were a bit forward with this. The bounty is quite high for these individuals. Of course, we need not say anything to our superiors. He looks at you very waveringly as he says this. Sarah.
I see. Well, we are more than happy to have our superiors locate these people if they did sink his ship and cause him financial injury. But honestly, I do not know anything about this. We will be glad to assist you.
Perhaps you'd like to give them something for their trouble.
And I will. I was getting to that.
Okay. I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell.
Yes. So. Yes, please. Please convey our. Please convey our greetings to your master and. For your troubles, please here. And I give them a good sized bit of coin each, but not excessive.
Okay. What's a good size? Like, how much in dollars would you say? You know, you've got $5 gold coins.
About how much is like a how much would a messenger make?
A diplomatic messenger?
Yeah.
Silvers, like a few dollars.
A few dollars, so maybe like a
particularly high level one, you know, as much as $5.
Okay,
about
okay, about a $5 gold coin each.
Okay. How do you say this? Like, you just give them money, or I mean,
no.
What do you say when you give it to them?
No, I ask them. I ask them to please convey our greetings to their master, and that I completely understand. We completely understand how this could happen, and that we are perfectly willing to offer our assistance him in any way that we can to help him find these miscreants, and that it is just unfortunate. And so that please accept our gifts to you, for your time and for being so diligent about your duties.
Oh, I
and
see.
I thank them.
Okay. Well, they take the coins, and still looking at you very steadily, he says, "Oh yes, I'm sure that such reports can slip my mind for, say, perhaps a day."
Okay, we will probably be meeting with Kang sooner or later anyway, because we just came here to give greetings to all the lords of the city, including Tam first, and we're pretty happy to see Kang later. It's not like we're going to avoid him or anything.
No, so
if he was here, if he was here today, we'd probably see him today, but we can't. So.
Okay. It's
not like we're trying to avoid him or anything, so it's not like we need to bribe them to say never mention us that we're around, because it's...
When you explain that, he actually gives a very good nod at this, and it seems as if there's suddenly less tension amongst the two. You get the impression that had you tried to give a significant bribe, they would be sure of who you were.
Well, I was not trying to give them a significant bribe.
Right.
That was the point. I gave them the bribe that I gave them a messenger's gratuity.
Yes, yes.
As befitting their station as high-ranking messengers.
Mm-hmm. Well played, yes. It seems to have diffused the situation, and they are now very happy to have met you, and they apologize that Lord King or any of the other lords were unable to see you while you were here, but... once again, they affirm that Tam will be back this evening. Perhaps your business can be concluded with him. They will take their leave.
Okay. Well done, then.
Well played.
Your servant looks over at you, Sarah, and says, I'm sorry, mistress. Was I supposed to serve them the poison?
I don't think they were going to stay long enough for that.
Yes.
You carry poison on you while within this... What, all times?
Well,
I look at Young like he's just said some really weird thing. What? You wouldn't?
The poisons that will cause great stomach pains and produce... unfortunate bowel movements, yes. It is often employed in such diplomatic matters.
Ah, I see. Ah. Not death, but discomfort. Yes.
Yes.
It is unseemly for diplomats to die in the compound. Discomfort, however, and she smiles. Okay. Pretty much everything is uneventful, unless you want to do anything further on. Your servant will come back to you about an hour later and tell you that Tam has arrived.
If we are left alone...
Yes, you will have time alone.
Then I'll just keep it quiet so even those within the air won't be able to hear. Who do you think the witness was? The killing one saw us.
I do not know.
Unless they put two and two together of us leaving, big trip goes
left
down
survivors. We left survivors, yeah, we did.
Certainly we did.
Top, that's right. Yeah. Hmm? Up on the top of the Mesa. No one survived that ship explosion, but they were up on the top of the Mesa.
We left survivors, and actually we were actually pretty good about treating them nicely.
Wow. Don't remember that.
The treating nicely part.
It would have
I don't remember us leaving survivors. So.
Yes, okay. It would have to be the people at the top of the bluff, because the ones at the bottom did not see everyone, as two of you were at the top, shooting down, while the other two were at the bottom. Yes.
Yes. All right, okay. Well, that makes sense then. Oh, well.
So, what lesson have we learned from this? Leave no survivors?
That seems to be the one.
But don't leave them behind to be tortured by someone else. That's
yes. It is
kill
interesting.
Kill them all, let Grimes and Gideon sort them out.
Did they say that all of them had issued a bounty, or just that Kang had...
No, they specifically said Kang, and because you sunk his most prized...
You sunk my battleship!
Yes, I understand that, but as they are a governing body now, I was wondering if the actions of one heralded the actions of all, and if Tam had thus
heard
on it, so to speak.
But I truly do not think in this instance that the actions of one is reflective of the actions of the others.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Or the strike against the one could make him appear weak amongst the others if it was common knowledge.
I don't think it was never common knowledge that we caused the ship to go down.
Well,
I don't even know how common knowledge it was that the ship went down.
That explosion was common knowledge, though.
Was it?
Oh, no, it was too far out. I mean, it was a big explosion, but you guys were out on an island out in the
bay, so. I didn't think it was that common knowledge that we sunk a ship.
Nope.
Oh, well. All right, okay. On to Tam.
So, yeah, your servant comes back about an hour after you were shaken down by the diplomats and tells you Tam has arrived. He wishes some time to clean and rejuvenate himself. If you will come to his compound this evening for dinner, he will speak with you then.
Okay, that sounds delightful.
We await it as a pleasure.
She also mentions to you, Sarah, that Tam is wounded.
He has his personal physician with
yes,
him?
Yes.
Okay. If you could please convey my compliments to his physician, and please let his physician know that I am at their complete disposal if they so need me.
Of course. I will let Tam know. All right.
Does Tam, the sort of open question to the group, does Tam actually know it's us here? Because we never actually said who we were.
I did tell the servants that I was his champion at the
Kumite. Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
if they pass that along, then yes. Otherwise,
it could just be we're just some random people.
Indeed.
Going to be, hey, one of us says that we're happy to come and help the wounded Tam. Okay, it sounds a bit ominous.
Well, you can always make that assessment at this evening.
Yes.
You could help with. I'll look at my flesh wound card. Play to cause a wounded extra to rise immediately.
Oh, well, you can play too.
I don't think it was.
Well, see, rise immediately. So if they die and then they get risen, then.
Unshaken and unharmed. I just stopped at that sentence because
I just thought of a better use for that card. You can cut someone down, bring them back, and do it again, and tell them I can do this all day. yes, the preacher might do that.
Well, I would think that would give you actually a pretty big boost to your persuasion.
Right. It's not much longer. About an hour after that, you were summoned to Tam's presence, and so you go to his compound. He actually sends a guard with you. Once again, okay. It's you definitely get the feeling that by where their attention is placed, that they're there to protect you from others, and not that you're under any sort of suspicion yourselves.
Does anybody else wish the guards to go away so that we can have whoever it is attack us? Learn information from whatever it is.
I doubt anything particular would happen in the compound until they fully assess what exactly risk we present.
But
to their
they are guarding us in the compound. So
yeah, I know, but I still don't think anything will happen until they get it, until whoever they're guarding us against has a proper assessment of us.
Uh-huh. Well, but we'll
find. You don't play your hand too early.
Well, I think from the compound back to the hotel could be a very interesting trip.
As you're approaching Tam's compound, everybody give me notice rolls again.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm afraid I'm too busy showing off my dragon.
Oh, look, here's the thing. Okay. Oh. You leave dragon alone.
Many, I know nothing, see nothing, I hear nothing.
Many of Tam's servants are about the property. Particularly, they're taking care of his the appearance of the outside. So, like, they're going through and cleaning up the flower beds, re-raking the gravels, you know, because you know that Tam has a preference for, you know, things of beauty and everything to be exactly just so. So his men are, like, out in force cleaning and taking care of his poorly tended flower beds as you're entering. Luke, what you catch is that his gardeners look particularly well-armed. And they're also rather large strapping fellows. Perhaps a bit more on the military side than most gardeners you have had in the past.
Let's just say they're gardeners with a U in there.
All right. So you're brought in, and you're quickly brought back to Tam's quarters, which is also odd. Normally, if you were invited to dinner, you'd be in the main hall, but you're being taken back to Tam's private quarters, where a table has been set up with food and wine. But he bids you all enter. His nephew is there, tending to his wound. It looks like he has his upper right arm. Looks like perhaps an arrow wound, a spear wound. Hard to tell exactly without taking a look at there, Sarah, but definitely some kind of piercing wound high on his right shoulder. Otherwise, he seems fine.
Does it look like it has been adequately cared for?
You don't need a roll for that. Yes, it looks like his nephew is actually quite good at this.
Okay.
Tam himself pours tea for everyone. And after, you know, the ceremonial greeting, he put down his teacup and says, "Ah, so I find you all in my presence again." And he's speaking to you now directly. If you remember, a lot of times this was all done through translation before. His English is passable.
Yep.
Just and there's apparently a monster truck in the backyard revving up to.
Yeah, I've got my window open. Just leave the window. It's summer over here.
So, you guys have monster trucks over there? Awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
But I find you once again in my presence. I believe that the last time we met, that we had concluded our agreements with one another. Do you have some complaint with our arrangements? You got your key, yes? Did you find what you wished?
It has led to further things that we need to go and see. One of them is, I believe, an island or an isle that is under your control. That is why we are back in Shanfan.
Yes, we wish to move about the city, and with your blessing would make things a bit easier for us.
Ah, yes. The nephew, would you... and then they start speaking in Chinese. It's like, but father, I should be privy to anything. No. One of us has to have deniability. It's best if you don't hear what transpires. Ah, of course, father.
Is that an honorific?
Yes.
Right, okay.
When the nephew is saying father, it's an honorific.
Good. I was, yes, confused for a moment.
Yes. So the nephew nods to everyone and leaves the room.
I look confused, but don't say anything.
Yes, that was all done in Chinese. Yes, you can look confused.
Yes, exactly. I think that's why I look confused, and I don't say anything.
It is perhaps best if dealings that are negotiations that we have are done in private, as may become you may become aware of shortly if you spend much time in Shanfan. Things, conditions have changed somewhat, but this island, which island is it?
Isle of Ghost Tears. I said that apostrophe properly.
Yes. The Isle of the Dead, yes. What, that is still, under my control. It has very little value to anyone else. May I ask what it is you seek there? Okay, you guys are hesitating. I'm going to take that as you're hesitating.
Sorry, that was me. That was me eating.
Yeah, certainly Luke doesn't look like he immediately knows how to respond to this.
All right, so in which case he'll just shake his head and say, that's all right. So far, your adventures have proven very beneficial to me. And he smiles.
I'm trying to remember, did he express before any particular feelings about Grimes? I'm not sure if you even talked to him about it.
No, he's never really talked about Grimes.
Okay.
I can only assume that your continued explorations into your private affairs can only continue to benefit me. So, yes.
Yes. Do not
believe we do not intend to stay in your facility that long, and certainly whatever plans we have nothing to do with the affairs of Shanfan.
Though it might inadvertently benefit them.
True.
We do not believe we will be removing anything from the island itself. We seek only...
Well, we have no idea.
We do not believe so. We believe it is merely a place we must visit in order to continue our journey onwards.
I can certainly give you a writ granting permission to be on the island. This will, of course, mark you as being, once again, my agents. Do you have issue with that?
I do not.
Possibly the Christian might be more, will the other warlords have issues with that?
He smiles at that. He says, depends. Can you confirm a rumor for me? It seems that the great pirate king, the scourge of the seas, seems to be messing a vessel. Did you perhaps play some small part in the sinking of his vessel?
Wasn't Sam the one who sent us on that mission?
Indeed he was, yes.
Yeah.
It was King's vessel that you sunk. I believe it was Quan. No, he sent you on the... I'm sorry, yeah.
He sent us on the mission.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, we can confirm that your orders were carried
exactly.
out. Because,
well, which is... you know, but yes. Which is the... You know, he's being humorous about this. But more particularly, are you wishing this to be known? I do not know if... the sure knowledge of such a thing would be a benefit or a hindrance to you.
We have no need for this information becoming public. We are not hiding it, but we certainly have remained certain it won't do us any ill.
He smiles and he nods to himself. Says, yes, this could be useful to me.
The other thing, we may need to do a little bit of digging outside of town as well. Nothing that hasn't already been dug, but
he just if you hear back, that and says, no one has. If you go very far outside of the town into the timberlands, that is Quan's territory. Other than that, no one has laid claim. There may be bandits. There may be bandits in the hills now, given our recent distresses. I must warn you of that. But no guards, no soldiers.
Oh. Okay, that should be fine then. At least I assume the area that we want should be fine then.
Because it's not even if it is not, I am certain that
we can
dealing
deal
with a few bandits is far easier than sinking a ship.
No, I'll just wait to see if anyone else has anything to say first.
Is there any other way in which I may assist you?
Just perhaps some information of, we noticed that when we been guided around the place that the guards seem to be on rather alert for, well, rather certainly studious in making sure that they're about their guarding duties of our persons. Is there any particular thing that we should be aware of?
Those such as you, and he's making reference to you being white, we are trying to encourage back to the town to once again increase our profitability. It has been a difficult thing, as some in residents here believe that you were perhaps the one of the deciding factors of the war. that we have some small piece in now. So when possible, the guards have been ordered to make sure that your kind is kept from being troubled by these. Also, there are fugitives about as well. Some of the big brothers and little brothers, the lower rungs of the old way, have gone underground and are even now jockeying to control, once again, the illicit activities of the town in a new fashion of sorts. Many of the shopholders have been approached, not in the old ways, as in trying for protection money and such, but outright being told that they must pay money to these men. Sometimes it's just taken. Our soldiers are aware of this, and we are trying to once again show that Shan Fan is a good place to do business. And rumors of these things can only hurt that.
And this extends to this very compound?
The compound is a different matter. I'm afraid my home is much reduced. These walls, this section of the compound is all that I can claim is mine now. They have stripped me of most of my servants. I'm sure you realize that those that I have left are merely guards. They have no... unfortunately, they have no skill in gardening, and my gardens have suffered. Even my cook. Ugh, horrible, horrible cook. Good bodyguard, horrible cook.
You see, he's indicating the generous feast before us.
The peace that we brokered is tenuous, very tenuous. We have agreed to no longer open warfare. It has become more of a cold war between us. The struggling for position to have one more thing over the other is still very much in evidence. We meet here once a week to decide how best to move Shan Fan forward. We are away from the brink of war, at least all-out war, but still, there's this jockeying for power. Always power, always how much one can control, who owns fealty to whom, who owns favors to whom? Who is controlled by whom?
You have no worries that... or that two of them will not gang up against another one? To make these splits greater between the two of them?
That was tried in earlier negotiations. It seems that none of us trust each other far enough for it to work for long. Make a pact with one day, fear for the knife in your back the next. There is not enough trust for that to be lucrative for anyone.
Such is the nature of politics.
Does not help that most of the citizens have fled. Most of the buildings are still burned out. What you see are shells. There are very few businesses. We have lost a great deal of our income here. The citizens are likely days away from starvation. We have to do something to change this, or whether there's war or not, there will surely be famine.
I believe that is part of the problem that we are seeking to alleviate.
Although it won't be on the order of days, it'll be on the order of months.
It will, yes. It will take us longer than possibly. One small thing I did think that we might be able to do to help out here is we could bait a trap in the area where the extortion was taking place and merely take out one of the gangs. It is a small thing that we may be able to do in the short time that we are here. It's merely an idea.
That would help. That would help. And if you will perhaps do it wearing my colors, he smiles, it would be a great help to me as well.
Obviously, my friends here would have to agree as well, but it is an idea.
I have no particular problems one way or the other with that. I do have one other question about something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle, do you know if he is still in the town?
Let me think. Does Tam know Uncle? Yes, he was.
He fought in the thing, yeah. So, and he is like the local wise man of the city pretty much now.
Yeah. Actually, he says, he tells you yes. And you'll have to forgive me because I am not exactly sure exactly where the guy's name is, but he will.
I don't know if we ever got a name beyond Uncle.
No, we did have a name. He was introduced at the Kumatai. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just call him Uncle. Uncle, yes. What's his name?
But Uncle has been, Stinktown and Skids were hit the worst. That was where Quan's army came, marched into town, and most all of that was burned to the ground. Uncle has become a leader in the community, to help those who are now dispossessed, that have no place to stay, have no hope of food or income, to continue to exist in Shanfan. Uncle is quickly becoming a force in the city. I have had some time to speak with Uncle. The others see him as being inconsequential, a person of no real power, king amongst rats, they call him. However, you may have no goodwill to me, but certainly you know that under my control of the city, I was at least fair.
I do not see why I would have no. We'll simply say yes.
And without the populace of Shanfan being able to rebuild, to draw the families back, Shanfan is nothing. It cannot exist without the families, without its people. The others don't agree or understand this. They see Shanfan being populated with more of, and you know, not really dismissively, but he waves at the rest of your kind, setting up new businesses here, opening up new avenues to extort money, to bring shipping, to bring more industry.
More industry is not always a good thing.
Nor is turning your back on your family and the people that you come from. They have forgotten this. That is why Norton, puppet that he is, the shade of a skin, will allow them to do such things if it is shown that he has a power in this town.
No. In the real history, wasn't Norton more on the side of the Chinamen?
In Deadlands history, no.
Yeah, I said that in normal, in actual history, he was, wasn't he? Yeah. Or am I just thinking of the presentation from Sandman? That's where I know most of my Norton knowledge from. Yeah. Okay, not indeed. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. I wish they would have actually done some more with him in the book. He's not much more than a pawn of the other, you know, Quan and Kang and the rest. They don't really give him much of a personality to himself.
He's far more interesting character than most of them.
Yeah. He was, he has a fruit bat too. But...
Exactly. Brilliant. Well, it's not to stop you from doing something interesting with him, bit.
I might. He might, you know, he might be playing all of them. Playing the dupe. We'll see.
Yeah. Go for it. If it turns out there's some plot that we can do to help Norton, bring it on. I think most of us be quite willing to sign up for that, so yeah.
Yeah, all you white people sticking together.
Yep.
Sized. Not even from the same country as him.
But anyway, so Tamiya lays that all out for you, that the others now are looking at a much different future for Shan Van than he ever wanted. It's not a complete consensus. He believes he can convince Quan, at least. Quan still has some respect for his elders and the customs of old. He believes that he might be able to persuade Quan to at least slow things down.
Yeah.
Quan has actually been very helpful in supplying food and timber for the rebuilding. Timber being mostly what Quan deals in anyway.
The main thing you do is just let the word be known outside that it's back and open for people to come back to.
We will be traveling, so we can spread the word.
Well, there's papers and stuff is what I'm more thinking more immediately. The word has already got to papers there.
They are slower than us.
You'd like to send a wire down to a petition where a lot of your people have gone.
I do not know that they will be happy to head back again.
I'm not saying that they'll be willing to head back. I'm just saying some might be interested in coming back.
At least
let them know that it's calmed down enough for them if they want to.
But at the very least, they would be able to provide some support for Shan Fan.
Yeah.
I am not certain they are much beyond supporting themselves at the moment.
Yeah. Petition's probably going to be growing land either.
No, but they may be able to provide some small support. We can see what we can do. Bert, any chance of taking a 5?
Yeah, go ahead, take a 5. Yeah. Go play in your snow.
No, actually, I need to get some water quickly.
Yeah, no problem. I'm wondering, Bert, quick question. How far are we away from the next Wednesday big meet?
Hold on just a second. Let me. Okay, and we're back. So you've had your talk with Tam. He's let you in on what's going on in Shan Van now. The uneasy truce. You've gotten permission to go to Isle of Ghost Tears.
Excellent.
Said permission, though, does essentially, if not verbally stating that you are his agents, it sure looks like it on paper.
Well, I do not think we had any problems with that.
Yeah, what's going to happen? As in, if we go to Isle of Ghost Tears without his permission, we get in trouble. If we go with his permission, we're going to possibly get in trouble. We got to go there, so...
I'd rather go with his permission, actually.
No, I mean, easy enough for you guys to suss out. It's just, it's perception.
Yeah.
If Kang suspects that you are potentially the people that wrecked his, sunk his vessel, and you are potentially, working for Tam, it gives Tam a little bit of prestige because, of course, Kang doesn't want to know or want people to know that just a group of, outsiders came in and between the, four of them were able to take down his flagship vessel. It just gives Tam a little bit more, gives him a little one-upmanship on the rest of them.
Mm.
Kind of rubs King's nose in it as well.
All right.
So what's the plan? I mean, you're, of course, you're invited to spend the rest of the night, if you wish, on the compound. He does tell you that it should be relatively safe. King does have a few men on the compound. They're unlikely to make the connection between you and the people that sunk King's vessel.
Do you want to mention the visit we had?
I suspect that Tam already knows that Kang is looking for the people.
Yeah, but the fact that we did actually come to us, that wasn't me, that wasn't Dragon.
That was Dragon. He got a fishbone in his food there.
Well, we can mention it to him, I suppose.
We've already had an encounter with some of Kang's men and put them off from thinking it was us.
So you do want to tell him that, or are you not?
I think that, yeah, I just said that.
Okay. Well, yep. He actually finds that to be of interest. He asks which of the dignitaries it was. If you,
I refrain from the obvious racist of Mark.
Yeah, some Chinese guys. they never actually told you their names, you're really not sure.
But the lady we were with, who was
does know,
directed, she won't know the names. So.
Okay. I'm sure it's been noted somewhere by one of your guys anyway that these guys came to see us.
Fair enough. So anyway, he does offer you the hospitality of the compound, although once again, he cannot guarantee, doesn't like to say this, but he cannot guarantee your safety here. He can barely guarantee his own. But even so, he will extend his hospitality to you and assure you that none of his men will do their best if such a need arises to protect you. His men will be at your disposal.
Do we wish to stay here, or would we be better served by being in the place again?
Stop playing with Dragon. He doesn't like you.
Sharon has to go get a Band-Aid after being attacked by a cat. And so, yes.
In one way, it'd be nice to stay here just because we don't have accommodation. In another way, I don't want him to have to take on the additional responsibility of having to look after us as his guests when he has already got this, when he can't pretty much guarantee he might have to cost him more to look after us than otherwise the level of protection he sort of really can afford right now.
Yes, as guest to this estate, that is what he can offer you since he is no longer in perfect control of the estate. However, if you wish to be his men, he could guarantee your protection. And he's not saying this as in he's trying to strong arm you, simply as just a matter of course that if you wish this to be upfront and known that you are his men, he could.
I think that
if we want to. I think that's a bit too far at the moment. Yeah. Certainly speaking for myself and my other two companions, I would like to, how to put this, I can't think of a good way, so I'll just say, keep my options open in regards to, I would like to, if there was some benefit I can provide to the others in order to help the town grow and such, I wouldn't like to have it be seen that, oh, they can't approach us because of us being seen as your men.
Of course. It was simply an offer.
Yes, yes. And thank you for giving it to us.
I would prefer not your protection as well, because if they are going to attack, I would prefer they do it now, while we know it is coming, rather than when we are away from the city, and it is more difficult to know it is coming. Your protection may hinder me or us.
So do we want to stay here tonight then?
A little bit, Sarah, to see if she wants to stay in the lap luxury or go down to a rubbishy hotel.
Honestly, if we go down to our rubbishy hotel, we can flush them out faster and get it done with. Although the lap of luxury would be nice. Which would you recommend?
Who was that directed towards?
Luc and Jean.
All right.
I hope preference was... My preference would be to go back and not take up any more of his valuable time.
Yes, I kind of agree with that. I think that if we go back, we may force someone's hand sooner rather than later. And I'd rather have it happen now when we are expecting it.
All right then.
I said much the same.
Okay, well, thank you for your offer, but we would rather go out and be attacked by forces unknown.
Well, he gives you the scroll, giving you permission to be on the Isle of Ghost Tears.
Okay.
Is that all of it it gives us, or does it give us the freedom of the city as well?
Oh, of Shan Fan? Well, there you have the freedom of any of the citizens. Is there a particular place you wish to go?
No,
that...
it is fine. I just wondered what it said.
Other than being able to go see Uncle, would like to do that, which is currently there are barricades and such. I don't know if we would be stopped if we tried to enter that part of the city.
Truthfully, if the guards deign to stop you, in which most cases they don't, as they've been ordered to give as much leeway to your kind as necessary. But if you were stopped, if you simply show your signet rings and say that you are on the business of the council, it should be good enough to get you anywhere in the town.
Excellent.
You need not state that it's me in particular, if you do not wish.
The fact that these are your signet rings, though, would not identify them as you, would not identify as belonging to your men?
He kind of grimaces that and says, unfortunately, no. They've been giving my rings out to many of their lieutenants.
Ah. Oh, well. Well, I'm never going to make it easier for us to move about and not have it traced back to you, so...
Yes.
All right. I think we've taken up enough of your time and we will now leave.
He says, well, allow me at least to send with you a guard to make sure you get back to your place of residence without being molested.
Is the Sunshine Hotel still there?
Yes. It was damaged in the fighting, but it's been repaired now. I do not believe there are many people staying there, but it is open.
Do we want to stay near the lodge?
No. I think actually near the hotel would. I think our hotel would be best. To stay near the lodge would just be.
Draw attention to it.
Yeah.
Well, not to mention. Not to mention, the Sunrise Hotel is the only hotel in the Red Lantern District. If you were wanting to find a place, you would have to talk with the owners of the shops and for, you know, a place to stay. There's no
that
actual...
That's the one hotel that survived in the entire district.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I don't want to think about what those prices are.
They were slim pickings to begin with. There were not many that catered to the outsiders.
But there were more than just the one.
Yes.
Fine, half of them were also brothels. but there was more than just the one.
Yeah, there were plenty of places where you could rent a room by the hour.
I'm sure you gentlemen could find lodgings in a brothel if you so wished.
I'm sure they would have space for you as well.
Yes, but I'm not so sure I would want it.
But you are sure we would? I agree with Luke might be there, but have I shown those tendencies?
How often were you in the Red Tavern when we were back in position?
Seemed like he was going back there all the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it, but
Anyway, we leave this place for a hotel.
Right. Do you accept his guard?
We bicker about brothels in front of the big man who's running the city.
He's now thinking maybe he wants a slice of that action. Anyway, do you accept his guard back to the district or not?
I say not, if we are going to see what happens, just because. And actually, are you two armed? Did you come here armed?
I always take my Derringer with me, but other than that, that's it.
Would I have been able to put my still keep my Colt on was under the council?
During this time, yeah, that would not be considered. I mean, although in Tam's presence, they probably would have disarmed you, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing it would not have been a problem.
Okay, yeah, then I probably still have my Colt. Just the normal, normal six-shooter.
Probably around as that. Then it is your choice.
But it's that is bad. That is. That was armed as I was in other places we've been in. No, we've been fine.
All right. So no guards then.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Okay. But you're still wearing your robes going through town, though. I assume since you didn't bring changes of clothes.
Yes, and we're going to get another rickshaw.
Right. Actually, yeah, the rickshaw will save you all kinds of problems. So you get back to Red Lantern Town, and the Sunrise House is still got lanterns on and lights coming from the entrance. I mean, it is nighttime by the time you got back. Your mm-hmm. dinner with Tam was late. I mean, we're not talking midnight, but it is dark. Surprisingly, few people on the streets. Really, the only people on the streets that are not being driven around by rickshaws are the guards. There's no one out, just on foot.
Well, there you go.
Interesting.
An implicit curfew, if not an explicit one.
The streets in the Red Lantern Town are well lit, though. It seems like they're definitely wanting people to feel safer here. There's very little in the way of dark alleys. All the main streets are well lit with oil lamps. The front of the Sunrise House is very well lit, actually. And you can see where the repair and construction's been done. They've put a new coat of paint on, but they've expanded it out some as well. So it's actually a little bit bigger than the last time you were here. Mostly mm-hmm. you're seeing the damage done in the grass and the trees and shrubbery near. They didn't take those trees down, so you're seeing trees that have fire damage, that have lost limbs, looks like by cannonballs. You can definitely tell that this area was not spared completely, the ravages of the battle. But the front entrance looks very inviting, very warm, lots of light.
So shall we see if we can get our old rooms back?
Yeah.
Whatever they have available for us.
You go in, and there are a number of people that are kind of sitting around in the lounge area, reading paper, drinking coffee, having small meals, talking, smoking, that sort of thing. Behind the counter, it is not a Chinese family running the place. There is a tall, very broad, dark skin, dark hair. He's got the waxed handlebar mustachio. He greets you. He seems to be the only one who's manning the front right now. Dahl, welcome! Welcome! Will you be needing rooms for the evening? Yes, multiple rooms? He notices the lady in the group.
Yes. I actually am going to ask him about our old rooms.
Oh, which rooms were they?
The
top floor.
Top floor, yeah.
Okay. Well, he goes to the ledgers and he says, well, the top floor is free. Will you be requiring all four rooms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very well, very well. Should I send a servant out to get your bags?
What is the price of the rooms?
That's a good question. Let's see.
There's no good us saying yes and then going, oh, we can't pay for them.
I think it was like $5 a night before, but you didn't.
Oh,
have
we
to.
we can pay for them.
Let's see.
We don't offer that up front. We let him tell us the price first.
Yes, we do let him tell us the price.
Oh, $10 a night per room. If you want the entire floor, that's fine. And of course, that price will include hot baths, meals cooked by our new French chef, just imported this week. Excellent chef. Services as well, if you need clothing cleaned, prepared, etc.
How does $35 a night for the whole floor sound?
Sold.
Yes, we have another companion who will be joining us. When God lets him.
If we still need those rooms by then. Yes.
Yes, yes. He takes the money that's offered willingly. He doesn't seem to have a lot of business.
Yeah.
Damn, could have gone as low as 30. Damn.
Possibly lower.
Yeah.
But he does get a small team of very young bellhops out to come and collect your gear, anything that you need moved. It's like he looks outside. It's like, oh.
Don't really have a lot, do we?
No, we don't.
Oh, very good. It's late, but certainly I can have our chef prepare you a meal if you would like. A nightcap, perhaps?
A light meal and nightcap would be wonderful.
Certainly. Would you like to join us in the common room, or can we have it sent up to you?
If you can have it sent up, that would be great.
Oh, of course. Yep. He lets you peruse the menu, you pick an item, he will have it sent up.
There's something for Dragon as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dragon gets his own room. How about that?
Just bring a truckload of litter and just dump it on the floor there. That'll be fine.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a pull on the bell rope so that the cat's ordering room service.
One meow for tuna? Two?
And please do not forget the catnip schnapps.
Alright, so top floor has been reconstructed. It's actually quite obvious that new timbers were laid, new floors. This apparently floor took quite a bit of damage. It has been reconstructed now. There are four of the larger bedrooms, and then there's the a common room area where one could sit up for, you know, to have guests, to have a dinner, etc. The stair going up to the fourth floor does have actually a nice door, a nice solid door this time that wasn't there before.
Nice.
That is good.
Well,
yeah, so the floors are made a lot more, the top floor is made a lot more private now. So.
Yes, there were guards on the doors before, weren't there, when they owned it? Yes.
The rooms have been expanded. They're much more posh. The beds are brand new. Silk cloth, feather beds, all the amenities.
White shoe bed bugs.
Of course, of course. Imported bed lice.
Oh, well. I am not particularly interested in it. I mean, I claim a room and then go for a quick look around the hotel just to see what facilities they still have available and who's around, and then just turn in for the night unless anybody else has got any other plans. That's all I really want for this evening.
Let me just take care of you real quick. No familiar faces. Complete change of the guard. There's no one who used to run this place is still here. The kitchen was expanded. There's still a dry clean, or not dry cleaner, but a cleaners in the basement still there. As a guest of the hotel, no one really stops you if you want to poke in anywhere. They even, don't even say anything if you walk into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. The place is nearly empty, though. You think that probably the people that were having, coffee and leisure time out front were the only guests in the hotel, and there weren't more than half a dozen.
So we could have got this for considerably cheaper. Hmm.
Yeah, but just think what they'll turn a blind eye to when we just say, hey, have some money.
Okay, so I'm going to sit down to my nice feast of carpaccio and a couple of snifters of brandy and wait for everyone else to cut back.
Yep, good enough. Was Luke doing anything?
Not anything in particular, no.
Okay. All right, are you guys doing anything particular for the night before you turn in?
Actually, the only thing that I do want to do is on whatever room that I claim as a bedroom, lay a few wires across the door so that if somebody tries to come in the door, does my room have a window?
Yes, it does. All three doors have window, or rooms have windows.
Okay, then I want to make sure the window's locked, the door's locked, and then lay a few wires across so that with some bits of metal or jangly bits just to wake me up if anybody tries to come through the window or through the door. Sure. And make sure that my shotgun's loaded, my Winchester's loaded, my Derringer's loaded, and they're all right near me along with my knife. All right. And then I'm going to go to bed.
Do you have any kind of craft skill? No.
What is this craft thing you talk about? Just
roll me an untrained skill roll.
Okay.
I mean, anyone can string some cans up around the door to make, noise, but how easily that is to be, disarmed.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's really good.
Sarah's newfound paranoia has paid off. And you type in the keypad to arm your system. All right. Other guys, anything?
I'm sure Dragon will wake me if there's someone comes into the room.
And everyone's got their own rooms, correct?
Indeed. Yep. And I was going to say the dragon will wake me if anyone comes in as well.
All right.
One thing I'm going to do is just in the other room put some pillows and stuff in the bed so it looks like there's someone in there as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, actually, Bert, I think I actually muffed that roll a bit. That should have actually not have had an additional minus two.
That's fine. It's still...
Okay.
Still a good success. Okay. All right. So here's what I want each of you to do then. Give me notice rolls at a minus two. And for Luke, do cats have notice?
I can't. Notice? Cool.
I'll look it up while you roll yours.
Okay. Minus two, you say? Mm-hmm. Wow. Sarah's good.
Sarah sleeps through everything.
I just need to check what a scout give me. Scouts also gain a plus two in notice rolls to made to avoid surprises in tactical situations.
Okay, yeah, you can. That'll negate.
Although I just same.
Yep, and your cat does have a notice. It's a D6.
Okay, I shall throw a D6 then.
Small cats have climbing, notice, and stealth.
There you go. I didn't do the minus two for him. If he's got a minus two, then no, he doesn't.
He won't have a minus two.
Okay. I did chip that, so...
All right, we'll start with Sarah. What is your total notice roll?
Five.
All right, hold on. This is going to be a versus. Okay. I'm giving you a bonus, too, because you're tripwires. And actually, what I'm going to say is person entering your room through the window is... Just hold your rolls there. I'm going to have everyone have one action before they possibly wake everyone else up. So, Sarah, yes, you have a late night intruder that's coming in through your window. Your tripwire is enough to give you some warning. Wow, that echoes back. So you are not surprised. So we're just going to do flat initiative between... sorry, I need to clear this out real quick. Go ahead and open up the initiative tracker there, Sarah. Okay, and actually, you go first. A very dark-clothed individual has just made some noise at your window as some bottles fall off the ledge, conveniently put so that no one would have space to come through the window.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
So you're in bed, but you did say that you had your weapons all locked and loaded and near you. So,
yeah. Yep, I'm going to pick up my shotgun and shoot.
Okay. Since you had them written next to you there, we won't call any penalty for that. Everything's ready to go. So yeah, go ahead. Give her a shot.
Okay. Also remember that I have marksman.
What does marksman do again?
If you're not moved during the round, you get a +2 to aim.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You can roll over and have yourself a good firing position.
Well, is that -2 for drawing the weapon because it is an action, +2 because of marksman, and +2 because it's a shotgun.
So plus two.
Quite a lot.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Unfortunately, you are at kind of closer range, which is actually good for the shotgun. All right, I forget how this goes. So, if you're shooting at someone in close range, it's against their fighting.
Parry.
If they are in melee with you, so
yeah. So no,
he's standing over you, ready to stab you. That might be.
Yeah, he is not yet because of her nice trap. So not only do you hit, but you hit with a raise. You might blow him out of the window.
go for it.
Roll your damage. Wow, 13.
That's also a raise. So
yeah, another
D6. D6 on top of that as well. But I'm sure that blows him away anyway. So yeah.
Yeah, actually, fairly close range. Yeah, shotgun. He's still standing in the windowsill when you trigger it, so it just blows him out of the window. Okay, now, simultaneous to this, so this is before you guys hear the gunshot. Luke, what was your notice roll? Or your cat's? Whichever was higher.
We both had a success.
Okay, so 4. Okay, that's against his stealth. Oh, wow. God, these are some horrible ninjas. horrible ninja. All right, so you're not surprised when someone also comes through your window.
Right. River, I did not say I had guns at the ready. That's all right. What I'm going to do... Now, he possibly did manage to get through the window without doing that. I'm going to throw my blanket over him, my sheet over him.
Okay, pardon me for just a second.
Yeah, these are initiatives and stuff.
Answering a question from my wife. Okay, so
hi, Bitch Wife.
All right, if you want to open up the initiative tracker, Luke goes first.
Okay, as said, sheet over him.
You're gonna throw a sheet over him, okay? Yep. Do you have throwing?
Yes.
Okay, do a throwing roll then.
What am I up against? Is parry?
Yeah, we'd probably call it as parry, which is 6.
I'll chip it once. See if I can get a bit better. Or not.
Nope. So you fling the sheet, He's a little quick. He launches himself off the window's ledge as you throw it, and he comes at you. He's aiming some well-placed blows towards your throat. Let's see.
So he's just in hand-to-hand? He's just physically...
Yeah, he's just coming at
you. He's unarmed. Yeah. Right. I'll go down.
All right, let's see. Fighting. Dink. No, you don't. No. He misjudges.
It's because he was trying to get out of the way of the Shiki. He didn't quite manage to get his balance back.
Yep. He does, however, go first next round, but that's next round, so we'll pause that for a second. And Young, what was your notice roll?
My notice roll was a zero.
How many chips did you spend?
Are you going to chip it, or are you not going to?
No, I will. I spent one chip. I will just wait and see what he does.
He could still fail his stealth roll, so let's... Oh, wow. Yes, he does. All right. It just means you're not surprised, and we have normal initiative, but you're still in your bed, is what this means.
Do you still get first strike?
Not while I was asleep, I would guess.
Okay, and Young gets, you go first. Both got jokers. You have the spades, though, so you go first.
Wow. Yes.
Not joker. Is that a Dex? Joker or is that a jack?
That's a jack.
If I've got a joker of spades.
Yeah, it's a duh. Yeah. All right, so you both got jacks, but you got a jack of spades. He's got a jack of diamonds. So, yeah. He makes it into the room. So, you're asleep enough that he makes it into the room before you're aware. So, there you go. So, you're still in bed. There is an intruder in your room. What do you do?
And I will... I will get up and prepare. Really, I will go on full defense.
Yep. Okay.
So I will stand around. Yes. Good evening.
All right. So then, yeah, he's rushing at you on the attack. Yeah. He fails. So go ahead and do your.
Well, yes.
You got up. Yeah. So you can do your thing. Seven. That'll hit. Parry is six.
Parry.
Oh dear. I'm half asleep. Let's hope I do not kill you.
Ten. Yes, it's enough to take him down.
Yep.
And now everyone hears the shotgun blast go off. So, yeah.
And there's only actually one person still fighting in the guy.
The other room. Where's my human list?
Meanwhile, the other one does successfully manage to stealth and attack the pillow. Woo!
Oh, so Young, you go first, and you did get the Joker this time. Of course, there's no one else in your room. You just took him out. Once again, he's wearing very dark clothing. So it's difficult to tell, what race he is. But now you hear the shotgun.
Where did they come from? Did they come through the windows?
Through the window.
I cast climb. Or not climb. Wall walking. I will cast wall walking and then go out the window. Assuming I succeed. Okay. If I don't succeed, I don't go out the window.
Are you sure? Well, that looks like a success.
That is a success, yes. And so, yes, then I get up and walk out the window to see if anybody else is climbing up the thing.
No, but below you, there is several men that are kind of just, just kind of hanging out the alley behind the hotel, and they look up at you. They're not wearing the same clothing as the person who came into your room, but they're also not wearing, like, the guards' uniforms either.
Hmm. Well, I'm making my way down towards them.
Alright, they're going to be scattering, but we'll add them later, so you're going to make your way down to them.
All yes.
Right. That sounds like a good turn. Alright, Luke, you still have one person in the room with you here.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I be the only one who fails to do anything useful? Can I draw my knife and attack?
Yeah, draw a weapon, -2.
Yep. Meh. Hi, do you like this knife? It's a pretty cool knife, isn't it?
Right, okay. Number two is the one in the other room. He hears the shotgun blast go off. He is going out the window on the other side. So that's what he's doing. All right, martial artist in your room, however. Luke is, once again, going for the throat. 6. How's that?
Parry of 6.
Hit. Martial arts. Yeah! 1 damage.
I'm dead.
I think if the cat jumped in front of that blow, it could still take it.
This is going to be like the fight on top of that freaking cannon falling.
Sarah, okay, you blew your guy out the window. You're not sure. Well, if the shotgun didn't kill him, the falls probably did. But yeah, you hear the sounds of some combat going on in the hallway.
Okay, I'm going to make sure my window is closed, reset my bottles up, and then cautiously look out the door to see what's going on.
You will catch the tail end of someone in dark clothing leaping out of the window in the far end of the hallway, leaving.
Okay. Where's Luke and where's Young?
Let's see, Luke will... hold on, I'll just do a little roll here.
Both in our rooms,
Luke's right across from you, and Young's is down the hall.
Okay. All right, well. Great. Okay, then. Anybody else dressed in black pajamas in the...
So right now you've got your door open. You're looking down like to the common room and the hallway up here, and you don't see anyone else. You just saw the figure jump out of the far window. Their bedroom doors are still closed, although you can hear scuffling out of Luke's.
Okay, then I'm going to go over to Luke's room and open the door if I can.
Luke, do you commonly lock your door?
I'm going to probably say nah. I can't be bothered.
All right.
We were expecting it to be attacked, so, you know, just make it easy to be attacked. So, you know.
Yeah, there we go. Sure. Apparently Luke doesn't believe in locking his door. He opened the door, and Luke is squaring off against one of these dark-clothed individuals.
Okay. How close to square off? Is there, like, do I have a clear shot at it?
No, you would be shooting into a melee.
Yeah, no. I've been rolling pretty poorly today, and I'm low on chip, so, no.
There's something else. You can intimidate him if you wanted to. You know, you've got a shotgun that you would outnumber him 2-1 now. There's things you could do.
Okay. How close is Luke to me?
I'd say these are not big rooms.
No, they're not. Well, actually, they are quite big rooms. Luke is closer to you than he is, so probably Luke's got his back to you.
Would that be considered adjacent?
Yes.
That would be?
Yeah.
Okay, if that's considered adjacent, then I'm going to play a card.
Okay. Slap it on the table there and let me know what you're playing.
Okay, I am playing Last Stand. Your hero and any adjacent allies gain +2 parry and toughness.
Haha, nice. Okay, so you play a card. That's not an action.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to do? You've already moved some, I would just call that normal movement.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get into a position where I can cover the window and the door so that this guy can't leave.
Good.
Without getting...
Okay. Yeah, okay. Nice. Sure. So you get in position so that he can't just jump through a window or go through the door again.
Getting at least a load in his butt.
Young. The ever-action hero Young grabs...
The card.
Yep. There goes the card, though. Yeah, so Joker was just played. So that card didn't stay in effect for long. All right, what? Young. You're yes. wall walking down the outside.
Thanks, Young.
The group of men scatter as they're seeing you come down. You can certainly run after any one of them, but they're all kind of going different ways between the buildings. So what do you want to do?
I go for one of them.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Do you have a greater pace than normal?
Actually, how high up are we?
Well, I mean, fourth floor, so that's 40 feet.
All right, so...
Oh, the very right, well, floor.
So, yeah, I'm going down the building, and yeah, I've got a pace of 8, but I can only move 4 while we're walking. So I only move about 8 yards around.
Ah, okay. You're not. Actually, that doesn't even put you at the bottom of the building yet. Yeah, so you're coming down while they scatter. Okay.
Jump.
I mean, we'll do when I get sufficiently far down. Now I'm... Well, I wasn't 40 foot up. So.
Okay, I brought a knife to this fight. So let's try and use it. Nope. Hi. Trait roll of 1. Does that do anything bad for me?
No, not with the knife.
Okay.
Sarah. All right, so you've gotten yourself into the room. You got your shotgun out. You made it so you're covering the window and the door if he makes a run for it, which he hasn't yet. But unfortunately, Luke and him are still kind of bound up, fighting very close together. So you don't have a clear shot. Now, you could club him.
Going to do. Am I close enough to club this guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's
and you get gang up bonus as well.
Yep. Plus 1.
Okay.
But do you have improvised weapon as a skill?
No, I do not have improvised weapon as a skill.
Okay.
So that's fighting minus what then?
Minus 1 for an improvised weapon, but plus 1 because you've got a person to flat neutral right now.
Okay, so flat neutral in the fighting skill. Okay.
Oh, wow. Wow. A 17. Okay, oh. Hit with a raise.
That's quite the pacifist you've got there, sir.
Go ahead and do your damage.
Now, what is the damage for clubbing with the end of a shotgun?
Well, a club is, I've got this, 2d4.
2d4?
Well, it's strength plus a d4.
Yeah.
Is so it? Well, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, it's 2d4 for you because you've got a d4 strength.
No, I don't have a d4 strength.
No, Luke has a d4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I said 2d4 because of strength plus d4.
Okay, here's the strength. Here's the strength roll.
Roll it as a separate die type because otherwise, because you don't get your wild die on it, so just roll whatever your die type is of that. Okay. And also, you get an extra d6 because of your raise.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So that's. That and
wow, did that just ace?
Yeah, it did. So you roll the 8 again.
Ow, you are a strong girl.
Wow, so strong, I rolled it off of the map there. Hang on.
And a d6.
Okay, and a d6.
Grief.
Because it's so raise. Yeah, you're putting him down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And
that raised.
Yeah, roll it again.
And you beat his head into a bloody
21,
pole.
21. So let's see, is he dead?
What do you mean, is he dead?
5 would be 5, 10, 15. Oh, he's dead.
Ouch.
20. Yeah, he's dead. All right, yeah, he goes down.
Wow.
All right. And my other martial artist, let's see if he doesn't kill himself by leaping out of the building.
It's where you've been rolling, Bert, possible.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
my gosh.
Wow.
Fourth floor, I said, right?
Yeah, I think he just, I think he hit the alleyway face first.
He'll be fine. Shake it off.
Oh, no,
yeah,
he's
we're
not fine.
That's what, 16, 17, 18, 16?
16.
Yeah,
16. 16. 16. Toughness of 5.
18. So that didn't kill him, but yeah, he's bad off. On the other side of the window. Yeah. All right, so he's out. So actually, we're effectively out of combat, although young.
Yeah, because there's no one. There's no one left to kill. They're already dead.
Yep. So can Young make it down the rest of the building on his next turn?
Probably not. I mean, well, no. How you said it was 10?
It's 40 feet from where.
Right, but not from the window. It's 10 foot per floor, right?
Yep.
So 35 or so from getting out the window, because it's not right at the top. And then I move 8 yards in an action. So
30 foot will be just over 10 yards.
So yeah, so I'll be at the bottom the second round somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright, in which case they will have had 2 rounds to run. So you can chase if you want. Remember, they are well-lit streets, so you definitely could chase if you wanted to, but you also know...
You hear a thump from somewhere around the corner.
Yeah, you hear a meaty thump.
Possibly a bounce.
Well, if there's a one in that direction around the corner, then I run around the corner to see what it is, and then...
Yes.
Carry on in that direction.
You will see the badly incapacitated guy who just leaped out of the window, trusting to his acrobatics, and failed. Right. He's not dead. He's just really badly injured.
No. Carrying on past him. If he's not getting up.
Oh, he's not going anywhere. He's at minimum, he's broken a leg. Possibly arms.
Right.
He's not going anywhere.
As I said, if there was one in that direction, one of the three who ran away, then I will run around the corner in that direction and come across him as I head towards the guy. If he's not, then meh.
Okay. Yes, there is. And he seems to be running to one of the policemen, guardsmen, whatever you want to call it, on the street. He's not saying anything to him. He just ran up to him. And it seems to be engaging him in conversation. Occasionally, he'll look back in your direction.
I run in that direction.
Okay.
Why not?
20s, 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 20s.
Okay, yeah. He's basically just doing the, so, how's the weather? How's the kids? Crap job, isn't it? Yeah, he's just totally ran up to this guard and just started making time with him. So yeah, you run up afterwards and do what?
Well, I'm in my bedclothes, I flash in my ring.
Well, you flash in possibly all sorts of things.
Exactly. That is why. Yes, jokes lost on you.
So. Exactly. Entirely. Everything's lost on me.
Traveling with a flasher.
Well, I just go up there and grab the guy.
All right. Yeah,
yes.
What's going on? And, you know, the policeman is like,
yes, I was trudging.
It's like, hey!
Somebody just tried to attack my friends and I in our hotel room. This man was running from the scene. I wish to have questions with him.
Mm-hmm. You said you're flashing the ring, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Do you have persuasion or intimidation?
Neither.
Okay, give me a roll. It's an unskilled roll. Take a +2.
So negate the...
mm-hmm. I'm still unskilled. I blow a chip on it anyway, because why not?
Yeah, we're coming to the end anyway, might as well.
I blow all of my chips on it.
Ah, much better.
There you go.
The guardsman just kind of writes his cap on his head. He tips his hat at you, turns around, and whistles as he walks away, leaving the poor stricken man in your care.
Come with me. I believe I have friends who wish to speak to you.
Do you crack your knuckles with, like, ominous certainty?
Is there perhaps some glee in the cracking of your knuckles?
No, I have grabbed him by the scruff of the neck. I do not have time to crack my knuckles with another third non-existent hand.
Nice. All right, and let's go ahead and call it there.
Well, I was just going to play the cards. The subject of your questioning tells you everything you want to know, whether by friendly persuasion, intimidation, or force.
Sure.
Just to get us everything that we need.
Yeah. And we'll begin the next session with him spilling his guts.
Dun, dun, dun.
I would say I checked to see what, sort of remove the mask to see what race and stuff he is. I don't think there's enough head left to identify.
Definitely there are Chinese ones who were broken in. All right.
We'll go ahead and call the other pillow stabbed up?
Oh, yes, it was. Well, it wasn't. No, they didn't stab. It was mangled.
Strangling technique.
Yeah. All right. We'll call the recording there.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.
It is a center for higher learning. It is a place with centuries of secrets in its shadowed halls. This is where you have come to learn the mysteries of the cosmos. We are pleased to present the Miskatonic University Podcast. On our campus, you will learn the deepest secrets of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. From rules mechanics to beings of the mythos and insanities that plague men's minds. Join us at www.mu-podcast.com.